It's Tuesday, October 10th, AD 2017. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Our God is a consuming fire, and his wildfires are burning around Santa Rosa, California. So far, they've destroyed at least 1,500 structures, including a Kmart and a pizza restaurant. Thus far, 44,000 acres have been consumed in this fire. 20,000 people have been evacuated. And Governor Jerry Brown has issued an emergency proclamation affecting 3 counties. Meanwhile, Governor Brown also signed a bill that would levy a $1,000 fine and a year in jail against anyone who knowingly uses the wrong pronoun to address a man who wants to play the part of a woman, or vice versa. San Francisco's Democratic State Senator Scott Wiener, who proposed Senate Bill 219, told news reporters, quote, "Everyone is entitled to their religious view, but when you enter the public space, when you are running an institution, you are in a workplace, you are in a civil setting, and you have to follow the law," unquote. Will persecution come to thousands of Christians across America who refuse to celebrate homosexual faux weddings and submit to using transgendered newspeak? The Supreme Court of the United States has announced it will hear Jack Phillips, the Denver Baker's case, on December 5th. Phillips has refused to bake cakes for homosexual faux weddings. As I reported yesterday, Hollywood movie producer Harvey Weinstein was fired by his own company for breaking the Seventh Commandment with a number of women who have recently raised accusations against him. Hollywood has a record of advocating for various forms of sexual sin. In a 2012 awards acceptance speech, actress Meryl Streep referred to Weinstein as, quote, God, unquote, to the delight and laughter of her audience.
I just want to thank my agent, Kevin Uvain, and God, Harvey Weinstein.
Now, other actresses are referring to Weinstein as a, quote, monster, unquote. About 2,000 years ago, on a certain day, a wicked man named Herod, arrayed in royal apparel, sat on his throne and gave an oration to them. And the people kept shouting, "The voice of a god and not of a man." Then, immediately, an angel of the Lord struck him because he did not give glory to God, and he was eaten by worms and died. Acts 12:21-23. Senator Bob Corker, the retiring Republican U.S. Senator from Tennessee, took aim at President Donald Trump in a recorded interview with the New York Times, which made news yesterday.
Sometimes I feel like he's on a reality show of some kind. He's talking about these big foreign policy issues, and he doesn't realize that we could be heading towards World War III with the kind of comments that he's making.
Former White House strategist Steve Bannon had this to say in reaction on Sean Hannity's Fox News show.
Senator Corker is an absolute disgrace. If Bob Corker has any honor, any decency, he should resign immediately. He should not let those words stand.
Thousands of Christian women gathered on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. yesterday to seek God's mercy for our sins of abortion and racism. Representatives from Concerned Women for America and other pro-life activists spoke. The cries went up to, quote, protect human life, unquote. The women also challenged the crowd to take Jesus into every area of life, including politics and media. They declare Jesus as Lord over Washington, D.C. and all 50 states, and called for a revival in the universities like that which Timothy Dwight brought to Yale in the 1820s. As we approach the 500th anniversary of the Protestant Reformation, a new Reformation society called Fellowship for International Reformation and Evangelism has issued another 95 theses for 2017. The first thesis copied Luther's, "The whole life of a believer must be one of repentance." The new theses called for, quote, "Christians to tremble before God's laws," unquote. They condemned theological seminaries that teach theistic evolution and called for church leaders to speak loudly against homosexual marriage, secular humanist education, abortion, and ungodly forms of entertainment. Thesis 78 reads, quote, "Many mainline denominations have been infiltrated by secular humanists who have gutted the churches of the biblical gospel and produced generations of spineless evangelifish. Many churches are filled with pseudo-saved, semi-saved, half-saved, unsaved pew warmers who have never been truly converted, nor have they come into a real relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ, unquote. A 31-year-old Colorado man died of a rattlesnake bite while hiking in Jefferson County on Saturday. According to the Steamboat Today report, it took 22 minutes for first responders to reach him, but in God's providence, Daniel Hose did not survive. Ecclesiastes 9:12 says, "For man does not know his time, like fish that are taken in an evil net, and like birds that are caught in a snare. So the children of man are snared at an evil time, when it suddenly falls upon them." And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, October 10th in the year of our Lord, 2017. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.